Ranchers and farmers living in the Mountain West are vulnerable to all kinds of things. Drought, fluctuating crop prices, trade wars, and in part because of those things, depression and suicide. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen reports, there's some help out there from an unlikely source.
It's called Hashtag Ag Twitter. It started as a digital place where farmers and ranchers could get advice on the best fertilizer or farm equipment.
A lot of people follow them.
That's Caleb Carter. He works in the Department of Plant Sciences at the University of Wyoming, but essentially he's a traveling consultant for farmers and ranchers. Today, we're driving down dirt roads that run through corn and wheat fields. Carter says on any given day, farmers ask him for all sorts of advice.
You know, what's wrong with my tree? Or why is my tomato plant leaves curling?
But what they don't do, he says, is talk about themselves. Ag Twitter, though, is changing that. And Carter says farmers are sharing their own personal stories on the app, from worrying about how to put food on the table to reflecting back on a time when they wanted to give up. He says it's been a powerful experience to see all these conversations open up.
And if nothing else, it at least helps people realize, like, oh, wow, this person who looks like they've had it all together, you know, and is always on Twitter and is always sharing their stories and sharing all this stuff, like, they're struggling with this too.
And he says this digital space is perfect for farmers who are often isolated because of what they do.
Because of that isolation, it's really easy for that thought to really take over and for you to be like, oh man, all the other guys I talked to at the coffee shop, like everybody else, they're doing great. And I'm the one struggling here and not sure if I'm going to make this payment or not sure how I'm going to do this.
Wyoming has one of the highest rates of suicide in the country, and so do all the other states that are our neighbors. So we've always had the highest rates of suicide in this region going back 100 years.
Dr. Carolyn Pepper is a professor in the psychology department at the University of Wyoming. She studies suicide in the Mountain West and ticks off the many reasons why farmers in our region are susceptible to depression and suicide. First,
we are social creatures. When you live in a rural area, you're surrounded by fewer people.
Then, she says, there's the environmental stressors specific to the job.
If you are a farmer or a rancher and the weather is bad that year, that creates an economic burden on you.
And let's not forget the Westerner's cultural reputation.
They're willing to go out and live in a harsh environment and solve their own problems, but part of that comes with a belief that maybe you're better off if you don't show your emotions and you don't show your weaknesses.
So is tweeting for help the answer? It depends.
If we're using social media to separate from the people around us, that can have negative effects.
But she says it can be positive if farmers are using it to connect with people face-to-face, at least virtually. Stephen Schuler agrees. He's a professor in psychology at the University of California in Irvine. His work deals specifically with the relationship between mental health and social media. He says digital spaces have some advantages.
One way that they're different than spaces in real life is that it's less stigmatizing sometimes to be able to go on to an online space.
He says this can be especially true for rural areas where services are limited.
There is one, you know, mental health clinic. And so if people see you going there, they know what you're doing.
Schuler says generally social media users can be broken down into three groups. 1% of people are posting, about 9% are interacting, but the other 90% are just there watching. Still, Schuler says even if you're not tweeting or responding, the experience can still be powerful.
This kind of instance of this hashtag and these farmers that you're talking about, you know, it's powerful, the people who are writing and the people who are responding, but it's also powerful for the other people who might be suffering through similar things who are looking, but not sort of, you know, engaging.
Schuler says it's an interesting moment for social media, but it's not always good.
Instagram actually has a lot of communities that are on there that are sort of pro anorexia, that are, you know, promoting the thin ideal and trying to help people figure out ways to diet and restrict and do all these, you know, negative, harmful things. I think there are some questions on whether or not, you know, content like that should be able to be sort of publicly available and posted on these platforms.
Of course, that gets at a persistent question at the moment. Just what responsibility do platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram have in controlling their content? Schuler says a lot. But while that debate goes on, he hopes more positive hashtags like AgTwitter continue to crop up. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.